KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check sports. The State Boys Baseball Championships will be continuing today. Saturday, in a couple of Class 1A quarterfinals at Principal Park in Des Moines, it was Lisbon edging Don Bosco by a final of 2-1, and North Lynn doubling up Remsen St. Mary's by a 6-3 final. So the 1A semifinals are set for Thursday of this week. It'll be Newman Catholic facing Martinsdale St. Mary's and Lisbon battling North Lynn in the 1A semis. Now, 2A quarterfinal round play will be held all throughout today at Principal Park. The first game at 11 o'clock this morning has Iowa City Regina facing off against Trainer. Then at 1:30, Van Meter will play Alta Aurelia. At 5 o'clock this evening, Esterville Lincoln Central will play Centerville. And to cap it off tonight at 7:30, it's Wilton facing Denver. Those first-round matchups all today at Principal Park in Class 2A. Now, the 3A quarterfinals scheduled for tomorrow. The 4A quarterfinals will be played on Wednesday. All of those games all week long at Principal Park in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Chicago Cubs cooled off Matt Carpenter and increased their lead in the National League Central. Jose Quintana worked 7 strong innings, and Kyle Schwarber belted a tie-breaking solo homer as the Cubs downed the Cardinals 7-2 in a game heard here on KJAN. Quintana blanked St. Louis after Jairo Munoz hit an RBI double to put the Redbirds up 2-0 in the fourth. Quintana gave up 6 hits and 4 walks in helping the Cubs win for the 14th time in 18 games. Carpenter went 1-for-4 with a single after homering in a team record 6 straight games. The St. Louis infielder was 9-for-17 with 6 home runs and 10 RBIs in that series. Wilson Contreras delivered a pair of RBI singles for the Cubs, who moved 3.5 games ahead of the sputtering Brewers. Milwaukee lost to the Dodgers 11-2 yesterday. Also, San Diego beat Philadelphia 10-2, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 9-2, Washington beat Atlanta 6-2. It was Arizona dumping Colorado 6-1, and Philadelphia beat San Diego 5-0 in the rest of the National League schedule. In the American League, Drew Butera hit a tie-breaking 3-run inside the park home run in the 7th inning to give the Royals a 5-3 win over the Twins in their first 3-game sweep in a year. Butera circled the bases after center fielder Jake Cave failed in his attempt to make a diving catch. Winning pitcher Brad Keller struck out a career-high 8 in 7-plus innings, allowing 3 runs and 3 hits. Also in the American League, it was Toronto over Baltimore 5-4. Boston beat Detroit 9-1. Texas downing Cleveland 5-0. The LA Angels pounded Houston 14-5, while Seattle beat the Chicago White Sox 8-2. In interleague play, Tampa Bay over Miami 6-4. Oakland beat San Francisco in 10 innings 6-5. And the New York Mets and the New York Yankees were rained out yesterday in New York. Well, Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard is headed back to the disabled list after contracting hand, foot, and mouth disease. The team figures it's likely Syndergaard caught the contagious virus when he made an appearance at a baseball camp for kids last Thursday during the All-Star break. Mets manager Mickey Callaway said that probably explains why Syndergaard weakened and his velocity decreased during Friday night's victory at Yankee Stadium. Syndergaard just returned from the disabled list July 13th after being sidelined for more than 6 weeks with a strained ligament in his right index finger. He's 6-1 with a .289 earned run average in 13 starts so far this year. Nationals All-Star closer Sean Doolittle doesn't have a timetable for his return as he tries to overcome soreness in his left foot. Doolittle hasn't pitched in a game since July 6th due to toe inflammation. He threw off a mound Friday and had an MRI the following day that revealed a stress reaction comparable to a bone bruise. Doolittle is 3-2 with a .145 earned run average. He's converted 22 of 23 save chances so far this season. The Nationals shipped outfielder Brian Goodwin to the Royals for minor league pitcher Jacob Chandrabogen. Goodwin is batting .200 with 3 homers and 12 RBIs in 48 games for the Nationals so far this season. Well, Francesco Molinari has earned his first major championship. He captured the British Open at Carnoustie yesterday. Molinari was able to hoist the claret jug after emerging from a crowded pack in a wild final round. He closed with a bogey-free 2-under-69 for an 8-under-par total. Molinari became the first Italian to win a major championship. Americans had won the previous 5. Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Xander Schauffele, and Kevin Kisner finished 2 shots back. Tiger Woods briefly took the lead in the final round before completing a 71 that left him 3 shots back. It was a wild final day with 9 golfers within a stroke of the lead down the stretch. 6 golfers for a few holes were all tied for the lead at 6 under par before the steadiness of Molinari pulled him away from the pack to win yesterday. Well, Kevin Harvick used a bump and run on Kyle Busch with 7 laps left to win NASCAR's Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Harvick aimed his Ford bumper at the right side of Busch's Toyota and nudged the leader out of the way for the move of the race. Harvick raced to his 6th victory of the season and went 1-2 in some order with Busch for the 9th time this year. Busch has 5 wins. Martin Truex Jr. still has 4 after he finished 4th yesterday. In NFL news, the New York Giants have signed rookie first-round pick running back Saquon Barkley to a contract. The number 2 overall selection from Penn State rushed for 3,843 yards and 43 touchdowns in 3 seasons with the Nittany Lions. He had 5,538 total yards on 791 touches for averages of 7 yards per play and 145.7 yards per game. Titans linebacker Kevin Dodd was placed on the did-not-report list. Quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players reported ahead of the rest of the team coming Wednesday. Linebacker Rashawn Evans, the team's top draft pick, was out with a non-football illness. The Vikings say offensive line coach Tony Sparano died Sunday at the age of 56. The team did not give a cause of death. Sparano began his NFL coaching career in 1999 and had stints as a head coach with the Miami Dolphins and the Oakland Raiders. He was the Dolphins head coach from 2008 to 2011 and went 29-32. He went 11-5 and won the AFC East in his first season with the Dolphins. And the Iowa State football team showed up in storm-ravaged Marshalltown to help residents clean up 2 days after a destructive tornado swept through the city. The entire Cyclones roster traveled from Ames to Marshalltown, making quick work out of a number of tasks on Saturday before catching a breather at a local schoolyard. The Marshalltown Times-Republican reports that players did everything from clearing tree limbs and debris, raking yards, moving remnants of houses, rooftops, and garages, and removing furniture from damaged homes and businesses. Redshirt offensive lineman Colin Newell said, "You don't have words for it, you know what I mean?" He said, "You just put yourself in that position for a second, and you're like, wow. We had some guys come up here Friday and help out, and they said we've got to get more guys up here and do what we can to help out. We've got a lot of people with us, so we can bring a lot of manpower with us and get out here and help these people out." One of the group's first undertakings of the day was to help a family move its car out of the driveway and a truck out from under a garage that had fallen on it. A tearful owner offered hugs to any Cyclone football player who crossed her path, and some pledged their fandom to Iowa State, even if only for a day. Redshirt offensive lineman Alex Kleinau said, "Just doing it for the community makes it all worth it, too, just helping out Iowa and Marshalltown get back to where they were." Both Newell and Kleinau have dealt indirectly with flood damage to their own hometowns, but that was nothing compared with what Marshalltown experienced during that tornado. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.